Welcome to episode 95 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about removing the complexity of the gospel. Let's dive in. A couple of weeks ago, I had the incredible opportunity to fly down to New Zealand and spend some time with one of our dear friends of our ministry here named Dave Firth and teach at a Bible school down there. And it really was just such a delightful time of getting to the Word and talking to these students and just lifting high Jesus Christ. And it really was just an incredible, incredible time. Not just because it was New Zealand, though that was pretty spectacular as well. But as I spent time with Dave Firth and his family, I was so encouraged and edified and pressed unto Jesus Christ. His family is just absolutely delightful, and I love playing games and laughing and spending time with them and having tea and all that kind of stuff. But the times that I had in the car with Dave Firth was just I was just sharpened and I was pressed and I was so encouraged. And I left just more in love with Jesus Christ. Well, on one of our trips, we were driving somewhere and we were kind of laughing and talking about Jesus and some of the fun things that he was teaching us. And Dave Firth was telling me about this story of his. And I thought I'd share it with you because I think it's an incredible picture about just how we, especially in the Western culture, tend to overcomplicate, well, everything. So Dave told me this story of how he went into a Starbucks and he was ordering an Americano. Now, if you don't never tasted an Americano before, what they typically do is they put some hot water in a cup, and then they take a shot of espresso, and they dump the espresso into the cup of water. So it's kind of like half water, half espresso, or in my mind, a waste of money since it's a watered-down espresso. Anyway, he was kind of joking around, just said that he just wanted to kind of play with the barista. And so he went up there, and he says, "Could I get a iced grande Americano with no espresso and little foam? Oh, and with extra ice." And the barista kind of looked at him kind of funny and kind of smiled after a second. And she says, "Oh, you're wanting a glass of water." And he said, "Yep, that's all I want." And you realize that an iced grande Americano with no espresso and little foam, oh, and extra ice, is merely just a cup of ice water. And yet, isn't it interesting that something as simple as ice water can be made so much more complicated? Well, we do that all the time with the gospel. I love Paul's statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. He says, "But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." I just love this idea that Paul was concerned for the Corinthians, that they were going to lose just the essence and the simplicity of what all the gospel points to, which is Jesus. It's Christ and him crucified. That, yeah, there's layers to it. And yeah, there's these deep, big, thick theology books written about it. But the reality is that we don't actually have to make it complicated. Number one, for other people when we're sharing the gospel. But two, we shouldn't make it complicated for our own lives. See, it's interesting when we're trying to make things complicated for ourselves. The reality is not only do we have the potential of being confused, but the application of truth seems to be diminished. In other words, as I'm trying to make things more complicated for whatever reason in my life, it gives me the excuse to, well, I have to figure this out before I can actually do it. Well, what would begin to happen if I began to obey the Word of God? What would begin to happen if I began to listen and live in and experience truth in my life? And not just trying to figure out all the nuances of it, but just simply say, okay, Jesus, that's what you say in your Word. So I want my life to reflect that. I'll be the first to admit, the gospel is amazing. And yeah, we've kind of truncated it at some level that we just kind of see the gospel as, well, Jesus came to die for our sins. But it is far bigger than that. That's true. And that is a huge piece of it. But you realize that Jesus came not only to set us free from sin, but so that he can really create the avenue so that he can fill us with his very presence, his Spirit. See, as William Law once said, that the purpose of the cross wasn't just forgiveness, it was Pentecost. That God's desire all along was to have intimacy and relationship with you and I. So we don't have to complicate the gospel into, 12,000 points. The reality is that the gospel is simply Jesus and all that he longs to do and accomplish in our lives. Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, that in all things, Jesus may have the preeminence. In other words, that he is to be the centrality of my life, that the very center aspect, the center person, the focus of my life is to be one single thing, Jesus Christ. See, what would happen if the undercurrent of my entire life was Jesus? So whether I was hanging out at a coffee shop with friends in a conversation or playing games with my family or watching a movie with a friend, see, what would if the entirety of my life, no matter what's going on, whatever the activity is that I'm involved in, what if my focus could remain on Jesus Christ? What if in all things he might have the preeminence? Or as Paul wrote in Romans 11:36, for from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Do you realize that is the reality of the gospel? That all of this is for him and through him and to him. That your life is for him and from him and to him. That the reality of who you are and all that is to be going on in your life is that he may have the preeminence. So in your life, may I encourage you, don't complicate things. So you don't have to go to a Starbucks and order an iced grande Americano with no espresso and little foam. Oh, and extra ice. That you can just simply say, can I get a glass of ice water? Now, maybe it's a cheesy illustration, but let me encourage you, don't complicate the gospel. May it be about Jesus alone. For from him and through him and to him are all things. Well, as we're about to enter into a new year, may this be a reminder and encouragement to keep your gaze, your focus, your heart, and your love upon Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, please visit deeperchristian.com/95 for episode number 95. And until next time, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around the one who, from him and through him and to him, are all things. Jesus Christ.